Phone Boy Speaks, episode 264, Nokia Lumia 520, First Impressions. I alluded to the fact that I was going to pick up a Nokia Lumia 520. Well, I did. It finally arrived. And, well, let's just say the Microsoft store needs to learn a few things from Apple. What arrived at my house was a box, which, you know, okay, I expected that. You open it up and it's actually the prepaid package for the Lumia 520 on AT&T. I mean, I ordered the Lumia 520 for AT&T, but of course I don't plan on using it on AT&T. In fact, I plan on not using it very much on networks at all, but I do want it unlocked. And fortunately, the Lumia handsets are actually pretty easy to unlock. There's lots of places that will do it for you, and it doesn't even cost that much. So, historically, Nokia handsets have been pretty easy to unlock if you want to, but they obviously sell them carrier locked. But anyway, so just to kind of set expectations, this is my first real Windows phone that I played with. I mean, or that I've gotten to do more than just 5 or 10 minutes in the store with the fake data. But this isn't the first time I've played with this handset. I played with it in the AT&T store, but it's different playing with it in a store versus actually playing with it at home. And, you know, as I should say, it's a $100 handset. So for a $100 handset, the build quality is very good. It's got a removable back, which is good because, well, it has a battery you can remove, which is also a good thing. But in the process of removing the back, you have to be careful about the buttons. I actually managed to get the camera button kind of wedged in a way that made it not easy to use the camera. But anyway, it's got 800x480 screen, and it has kind of a, you know, not the most fantastic 5-megapixel camera, but and there's no flash on it either. But I again, for $100, I wasn't expecting too much. I will say, as I said when I played with it before, that Windows Phone on that hardware actually does very well, and I would say it does, you know, it does better than, say, you know, probably Android at that same price point. And and Nokia knows how to build decent quality handsets, even at a low price. And so this is not as not as fancy as some of the other handsets, and I found, at least, you know, just from the initial sort of, you know, usage of Windows Phone, I found it pretty easy to use and figure out. I probably couldn't use it as my primary phone, just because there's some critical applications that are work related that aren't on Windows Phone at the moment. But just from the, you know, the other apps I use, there's a lot of apps that are, you know, there's either the same app or equivalent apps, just doing some perusing through the App Store or whatever. And of course, the Nokia phones, compared to other Windows Phone handsets, come with a whole bunch of other software, which is kind of cool. There's a lot of camera apps, and there's also Nokia Music and Nokia Here, which is the mapping stuff. And anyway, it's going to take me a while to dig in and deconstruct all of this, and I'll probably do it over the course of several of these podcasts. But the initial impressions on, you know, the packaging was not so great. It's for the phone, as far as, you know, pulling it out of the box and the plastic bubble wrap or whatever that the blister packs, that's what they're called, and, you know, getting it out of that was painful. But, you know, the phone itself was, you know, the setup was pretty straightforward. It assumed that I was going to put it on a cell network initially, which of course I didn't. But anyway, it was a good initial, you know, after getting out of the package, the initial experience was all right. I've been playing with it this evening. I will probably continue to play with it over the next several days, and I'm sure I will be sharing my thoughts about Windows Phone, and, you know, maybe not this, you know, and I'll have to temper it with the fact that I picked, you know, the one of the cheapest Windows phones to actually evaluate it on. But I think that'll be good, because even on, you know, if it works really well well on low-end hardware. I mean, it's going to work better on the bigger end stuff. And I'm sure then I know there's some apps that won't run, but for the, I think the purposes of just being familiar with Windows Phone and, you know, and playing with it, I think it'll be a good thing to, you know, it'll be a good handset to dip my toe in, I guess you could say.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.